We're getting this started, man. I just hit record.
Yeah. I have a microphone today. So we're just going to do mouth noises.
Let's go, man.
This is the ASMR Off the Dome episode.
On both ends, yeah. We're both mic'd up.
We're both. Yeah, no. This is going to be a good one, man. I'm excited for this one. It's still March Madness. We're still doing brackets. The best part of the year.
March 25. I came up with another bracket for next year. I want to do a one-hit wonders bracket.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love
that's
it.
A good one. One-hit it's not wonders. Bad.
Yeah, today, this may be the most excited I've been for a bracket in a while. I came up with a bracket for who would win in a fight, hip-hop edition, the OTD edition.
Who would win in a fist fight? Like a fucking, yeah. Like, if they just met each other on the street and just squabbled, who's fucking winning? Yeah.
I do have to give a shout out to a sports Instagram account called Game Day NFL. They did a bracket like this with athletes, with like pro athletes on their Instagram. And that's where I got the inspiration for this one. But yeah, we're going to take our own spin on it today. And we're going to post this one for fan vote on Instagram as well.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's right. I do. They came like cock hair close to being like, hey, guys. Over the next week or so, I'm going to start a Drake song bracket. Mm. So I'm glad I didn't do that because
then we'd have two going at the same time.
Well, yeah, and it'd just be really convoluted. And then it'd be like, I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. So we'll do this fist fight shit. And then fucking I'll do that shit after.
Yeah, this one we got it broken down into four quadrants. Eight artists each. We have the pre-90s. We have 90s. We have 2000s and 2010s. I think it's gonna be a fun one. It's just gonna be for the shits. There's no seriousness to it. There's no looking at people's discographies. We're just like, honestly, who do we think would win an FS fight? It's all for the memes, it's all for the jokes. It's gonna be a fun one, man.
I'm amped. I don't know if I have like what's my recent listen?
Yeah, I was just going to say that before we jump into it, do we have any recent listens? First of all, shout out to Brockhampton on their new track. That was fucking sick. That premiered last night for us.
Buzzcut.
A few days ago. Yeah, Buzzcut. I know you, me, Justin, friend of the show, a bunch of my friends, we all sat there and watched the premiere on YouTube. And fuck, man, that song slapped. For anybody who didn't hear, it's Brockhampton featuring Danny Brown. It's the first single. It's the first single release for the new album, Roadrunner, I believe.
Yep, and Danny doesn't have the best verse on it.
Kevin Abstract fucking murders that track.
It's underrated. It's really under. Oh, you know what, dude? My new listen. I know what my new listen is. Yeah, Kevin slapped the fucking shit out of a lot of people.
Yeah, man. Like, I think I was saying I think it's my favorite Kevin verse since probably Saturation.
It's my favorite Kevin verse since Arizona Baby. Mm. I like some of his Corpus Christi verses.
Okay, yeah.
So,
Yeah, man, that song is fucking phenomenal, man.
What a way to debut! Like, I mean, you come out of the woodwork completely, like after just taking years and years off, and you've got RZA. Being like, you guys have just, like, fucked shit up in the game. Like, you've done something no one, like, expected. Rick Rubin does the same thing. And then you come out with Buzzcut with Danny Brown. Yeah, that's insane.
That's a phenomenal rolled out for an album, man. I'm super excited for that. I'm just so happy that there's Brockhampton music back. It's been, what, like, nearly 2 years now without a Brockhampton track. I've been fiending because since 2017, there's constantly new Brockhampton shit.
Yeah, literally three in 1 year. That's exactly right.
Yeah, they saturated the market.
That was their intention, and they fucking did it. And, I mean, thank you to Anthony Fantano.
Yeah, fuck. Because
he was really, like, the whistleblower, you know?
Yeah.
After that.
I do have some beef with Anthony Fantano right now because he gave a shitty review to that Justin Bieber tape.
So I was just going to get into that. Have you listened to the Bieber album?
I have listened to 6 songs off of it, I believe.
Yeah.
In love with 2 of them.
Which one?
Die For You and Peaches.
Die For You is the one with Dom Fike, right?
That song has been in constant rotation, man.
Dude, I remember I would like, I always want you to listen to shit. If I listen to something and I'm like, I don't think he'll give a fuck, I won't really mention it. Like the new Lana tape, I'll be like, I liked it, but I'm not gonna bug you about it. But yeah, that's why I was like, just because I know Dom Fike worked with like a few people that we fuck with, Brockhampton namely. I was like, dude, you should check this one out, man. I think you might like this one, and I'm glad you did. That's awesome. My listen of the week is not the new Bieber album, although I do really like it, and it's probably my most replayed one. It is The Plugs I Met Too by Benny the Butcher.
Oh yeah, I've heard good things.
It's really good. It's really short. It's not like, it doesn't demand a lot from you. It's just more Benny the Butcher with his flow being the way he is. And Harry Fraud does executive production. And Harry Fraud is like a mix, for me, he's like a mix between Alchemist and Hit Boy. Like he does that like banger, like trap, bumpy, bassy shit. And he also does like delicate samples and like fine wine sort of like decadent production. And yeah, he's just really good at balancing that. La Musica de Harry Fraud. He does really, really phenomenal beats on this project.
Yeah, I really want to check that one out. There's a few that I want to check out. That, the Code of the Friend album, a new Nick Cave album, a few other ones.
Guap Dad and Coda are my two like soon to listen to
Yeah, I want to
albums.
check out Guap Dad too because like I'm intrigued by him. You
Guap
know, like
Dad.
yeah, anything I've heard I've actually like enjoyed, not as like, oh, this is like phenomenal. I'm just like, it's fun.
He's a really enigmatic dude. He's like fringe. I mean, he was all over the fucking Dreamville 3 tape. Revenge of the Dreamers. He was all over that. And then he kind of sits in that niche of dudes that are just kind of like him or like them. Like the there's Coda, there's Smino, there's Buddy, there's Duckworth, there's Amine comes to mind when I think of them. Injury Reserve, for whatever reason. They're all making great contemporary rap music, and they feel like just really organic hip hop acts. So I really enjoy that. So I'm interested to see what Guap Dad's about.
Yeah,
So
for sure. Me too. But yeah, that's probably it for recent listens. We just
what's in
rip
the
into it.
news? Someone died. It wasn't the old lady. That's so disrespectful. She died today. I'm calling her the old lady. Fuck it.
Yeah, Jessica Walters, I believe was her name. She just passed away.
Like today, yeah.
Yeah, she the voice of Mallory Archer and Archer. Yeah, so rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the chase because I caught the bag. I caught the bag. I've been chasing the bag since 04. We gotta eat. All right, baby, let's get into it.
Yeah,
It's
let's rip
five.
this one's gonna be cool, I think.
Wasn't
Hopefully.
this guy in a movie called Fist Fight?
Oh, maybe.
I'm pretty sure Ice Cube was in a movie called Fist Fight.
Yeah. But you're probably thinking of Are We There Yet?
I know. He was in Are We There? Yeah, dude, he's in a fucking. It's him and Charlie Day are in a
Oh,
movie called
yes.
fucking
I remember
Fist.
that. So
I
yeah,
thought it
we're
was
gonna
Kevin Hart. I don't know why.
but yeah, so we'll start off the Who Would Win in a Fist Fight hip hop bracket. We're starting off in the pre-90s, and the first matchup is the Battle of the Ices. We got Ice-T versus Ice Cube. This one's a tough one. So and
Yeah.
also we're just going like we're not being like, oh, but Ice Cube's got like these great tracks and shit like that. Like, no, fuck that. It's who would win like squared off cage match
How is
shit.
their body built? What is their environment pointed them to fist fight like? What do we know of them fighting? Like a lot of my, I'm gonna be honest, I troll a lot in this shit. Like, you feel me? I'm being like a
Oh yeah.
total fucking asshole here.
Yeah. I also want to say I haven't even filled this out yet. I kind of have an idea of where I'm going, but I'm gonna kind of let conversation flow where I go. But for me, it's like these are true, like true blood gangsters. Like these are like
they like, live this shit. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like these two will fucking like fuck someone up.
Both of them have had guns pointed at them, like certainly.
Yeah, oh for sure. So. Like it's like Ice-T who made like Colors, and then Ice Cube who made like Today Was a Good Day and shit like that. Like gangster fucking legends. For me personally, I'm looking in these two in the eye, and who is gonna fucking fuck the other one up, and it's Cube.
I'm going with Cube because Ice-T plays a cop in a TV show. You know? So.
Wait, but Cube plays a cop in 21 Jump Street.
Ah, yeah, he does. I'm still taking Cube because he's in a movie called Fist Fight. That should automatically
let you through. Yeah.
That's a job, dude. I'm going with Ice Cube there, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're both going Cube. Next one. I don't think these two are as tough as the previous two.
These might get, I don't know if either of them are beating either of the first match, yeah, dude.
But we got the Fresh Prince going up against MC fucking Hammer.
We got Will Smith versus MC. I got Will Smith winning against MC Hammer because MC Hammer is wearing parachute pants.
But you can't touch this.
Oh, fuck off.
Can't touch this, man.
I got, dude.
He's got that little, like, shuffle slide, you know? Like,
I think he's taking a two-step forward and tripping over his whole shit. And Fresh Prince is just like, you know, he was, what the fuck is the theme song, dude? In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I spent most of my days. He gets into trouble with some ruffians, so he's got some street cred, you feel?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I just got, like, I'm also, like, imagining, like, just Carlton sitting in his corner and like, Uncle Phil sitting there watching over him, you know?
Yeah, but, so if Hammer wins and he's got to take on James, what the fuck is his name, dude? James Avery, baby.
Yeah.
Take on James Avery.
See, I gotta go with MC Hammer. Like, it's, you can't touch this. He's in there. He's boxing like fucking Muhammad Ali. He's just moving around jittery and all that shit, you know?
That's fair. That's
like,
fair.
See, like, I think he's got that Ali shuffle kind of shit in him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got
just the, like, Ali crap walking side to side, like shuffling around.
Yeah, man.
So we're going opposite there. I think MC Hammer takes it.
I'm taking Will Smith in a fist fight against the MC Hammer.
Like, honestly, I get it if you're talking like Bad Boys, Will Smith, you know?
Yeah, like once he's dropped Jeff and he's just doing something. I'm going going Fresh Prince era. Like, yeah, he's not winning himself. He's catching MC Hammer lacking. Because he's tripping over his hands, bro.
Yeah, that one I can't argue with you there, but I'm taking Hammer.
I hope you fucking agree here, dude. Yeah.
Number three, we got the storyteller Slick Rick and LL Cool J. LL Cool J literally has a song, Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah. Like, and Slick Rick has one eye, dude.
His depth perception's all fucked up. Just swinging and missing.
Slick Rick is wearing truck fit jewelry. That shit is holding him down. He's got mad knives on his hand. Like, there's no way to posture. You know what I mean? Your fist is in position, that shit. And LL.
He's trying to, like, open hand fight it. He's trying to, like, backhand him and shit with the diamonds.
He's pulling the safe moves. He's just open palming his face. And LL is coming in built like a fucking brick house, man.
Dude, yeah, LL is a legit build, dude.
I remember, dude, I watched someone do an interview recently where they were like, Drake is like LL. And then someone made a comment about how, like, Drake had his chain taken. And they were like, there's no way in hell anyone is running up on LL and taking his chain. Because LL that is would...
a fucking fact.
Oh, dude, it was LL. Yeah, LL beat the fucking tar out of someone for breaking into their house. You ever hear about that?
No, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Someone broke into LL Cool J's house and, like, he broke, like, fucking mad ribs. He, like, fractured their jawline, busted some, like, LL beat the fucking shit out of this guy, man.
Yeah, where, LL, I don't doubt it.
Someone breaks into my crib, I'm like, it's game on, but, like, fucking.
Yeah.
to break in. You couldn't have broken into like fucking like Milli Vanilli's crib.
MC Hammer even.
Yeah, it had to be hello. Like of all those 80s guys you could have broken in on, it had to be like King of the Bronx, man.
Yeah. Man. And then finally for the pre-90s, we got Eazy-E and Flava Flav. This one I think is kind of a shit show.
How did you go here, dude?
I was kind of thinking like those like pretty extravagant personality kind of like this would be up there on the like main card just for like the big time personalities.
Yeah, this is putting asses in seats, this matchup.
Oh yeah.
Like, where did you go, dude?
I think Flava Flav definitely has the stature on Eazy-E, but Eazy-E is another like true blood, like fucking through and through motherfucker. Flava Flav, I'm not gonna say Flava Flav probably done some shit, but yeah. He is a ridiculous human being.
Oh, dude, I might have to change my answer because Hannibal knocked him the fuck out.
Yeah, he kicked him in the fucking head.
I have Flava Flav winning because he uses his clock.
That was my one like stimulus. That's the one thing that Flava Flav could use to eke him out.
Flavor's got his clock. He's swinging that shit like a pendulum, and he's knocking easy.
He's just like a kid with a hula hoop around their neck, just swinging it around.
Yeah, dude, it's like a fucking like Mortal Kombat shit. Like he's knocking out some teeth with that fucking big old thing on his neck, man.
I had to go with Eazy. I just think Eazy is not letting a guy like Flava Flav beat his ass.
I think Eazy's the right. Eazy's the actual answer, but I'm here to fuck around, dude. Like, I'm
not man. You got to do. Whenever we did that WWE shit, I picked 6ix9ine to win because he had the coughs on his side.
That's right. And Mako was making a top because he's got a skin eating disease, a flesh eating disease. Yeah.
I gotta go easy here. Like, love you, Flava.
I'm not mad.
Kicking your ass back to Flava of Love.
Oh my god. You know what Flavor of Love is, dude? That's amazing.
Dude, I've watched like 3 seasons. It's on Amazon Prime.
Do you know what that is? That's amazing, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, with fuck. Who's the lovely lady who fucking
the big blonde lady?
She's built like LL.
She's like a Brianna Tart.
Yeah, dude.
But all right, so we went opposite there. I want to go back to the top on the pre-90s.
I feel like we have the same, like
here, yeah. So I got Cube against Hammer, and you got Cube against Prince, Fresh Prince.
Yeah, and Cube is beating both of these guys, dude.
Cube, he could have both of them in the ring, and Cube is fucking those guys up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, no, we have one tag team.
We do. There, yeah, we do have one tag team in this. But yeah, right here, I think, like, yeah, Cube's beating the fuck out of MC Hammer. You know, he's doing that Muhammad Ali shuffle, but Cube catches him once, and I think he's fucking down.
Fresh Prince is crying. Cube's gonna hit him.
Cube just got the eyebrow thing, like he's staring him down, like looking mean at him.
Will's gonna have the red eyes, like when his fucking dad ran off on him and he did the whole "Why don't he want me, man?" Like, I think Fresh Prince
Uncle Phil's consoling him in the corner.
Come here. I think Cube is hitting Will like 4 times, and Will is shedding tears. So Cube's gonna win that one, dude.
Yeah. Cube's moving on to that final for the '80s. And then we
hope to fucking God that we have the same fucking answer here, bro.
I got LL Cool J versus Eazy. You got LL versus Flava.
If Eazy gets his gun, if either of these guys get a gun, Eazy's pulling the trigger.
No. Oh, for like, sure.
But it's like a
this
draw.
This is fist fight. This is fist fight. If we're going by that, I think Eazy's capping everybody.
I think Eazy's winning. Eazy versus like fucking. Ah, fuck, Gucci's not here. Where are you when I need you, Gucci?
Fucking take it.
yeah, dude.
Take it, scabbing people and running away. Yeah. But yeah, no, for everything we said, LL's gotta fucking beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, it's like fucking Kane versus Rey Mysterio in 05.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fair.
Yeah,
it's LL Cool J versus, for me, it's Flavor Flav.
I feel like the same outcome of Cube versus Prince, Fresh Prince.
Yeah, dude. That's, yeah, Flavor Might Cry.
It's just Flav getting hit in the face and going, wow.
Yeah. LL is catching the clock mid swing and shattering it with both hands, and then Flavor's just gonna run. Like, he's not staying around for the rest of the fight.
No, and then so we have the same final two though. We got Cube versus LL Cool J. This is a tough one.
This is tougher than it feels. Yeah, I'm going with LL here, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I still don't know. I'm really thinking, like, in here, I think mentality is the same. They're both tough as fucking nails. Now I'm just going to go to stature and they're like build, and I got to go LL as well.
LL, yeah. They put that man in a leather coat and he looks like fucking Terminator. LL.
It's just like Mama Said Knock You Out is playing in the background and it's just like going to fucking town.
I've been here for years. Yeah, I'm not fucking with LL Cool. I would not, like, of all of these people to fist fight, LL is, like, one of the worst people to be just stuck in a room with.
Yeah, he's just, like, in like, a fucking steel cage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the fucking Carlton's walking around with the fucking ring girl card.
Doing the, like, it's not unusual shit. Like, that fucking...
We have, like, Suge Knight walking around in a bikini with the fucking ring girl card.
I had Suge Knight. You know Suge Knight's walk where it's all, like, stumbly because he's a big fat dude?
Yeah.
It's him doing that, like, side-to-side waddle walk that he did at the Source Awards show.
Yeah.
Where he walks up to the mic like he's the Big Show. And he did the whole, like, if you don't want your CEOs dancing all in the videos, come to death row. Like, the waddle he does there when he's got something to prove. I picture him just doing that around the ring. Not looking at anyone. Just, like,
just, fucking straight ahead. And with, like, the ring card, like, for what round it is, just sitting by his waist. Like, not even holding it up.
He's just holding it in his hand.
Just dead-eyed.
And they keep being like, it's Chuck. You got to hold up the card, Shug.
Just zone the fuck out.
He's back around the other side again. We'll catch him when he comes back around.
Oh, fuck. But so we both got LL fucking taking that one.
I think he's edging it out. I feel like LL is putting Flavor Flav through a table.
Flavor Flav match against Flavor Flav.
Yeah, dude, I feel like Flavor's going through a table. I feel like, oh, Slick Rick, yeah, Slick Rick's done. I feel like LL's throwing him off the cage. But Cube, he's beating Cube by, like, a close pinfall, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's that's a long match. Like,
it's an Iron Man, and, like, Ice Cube's got, like, two pins, and LL catches his third at, like, the 29-minute mark, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, so. No, that's where I'm going to end up going as well. So LL is on to the Final Four and is the champ of the pre-90s. Honestly, I agree with that. I think it could go either way with Cube, too.
When you're, like, in the 90s, who was, like, the, like, guy you didn't want to fuck with, like, physically? It's LL. Cube is there, but, yeah, it's LL.
Yeah. All right, we're down into the 90s, the golden era, the legends.
This is a good bracket because all of these people make exceptional music as well.
Yeah, and we have three, like, beef, well, two beef matches. Like,
yeah.
This is, like, yeah, so first one, we got Buddies. We got Snoop Dogg going up against Dre. For me personally, I'm picking, like Compton Dre, like fucking, what's the one where he's working, I Need a Doctor? Where he's doing those fucking tricep presses.
Oh, okay.
You know
that's
what I mean?
A good, wow.
Like,
okay.
Wait, like 40-year-old jacked as fuck Dre.
Like, yeah, he's built like a fucking brick house. Okay, yeah. I was taking, like, just overall, like, pick any. I'm going all-time versus all-time Snoop. I'm taking Snoop.
Really? Like, I'm reach taking, advantage? Like, that's...
Yeah, I'm like
he also has wrestling experience. He wrestled at WrestleMania then.
He fought like John, or no, he was involved with John Cena. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he fought him or some shit. But Snoop Dogg has wrestling experience. He's those long arms. He's an actual Crip. And then Dr. Dre was in World Class Wrecking Crew, so he's got the funny ass pictures where he's all dolled up and shit. And he's got the silver jacket. Like, you know, Dre's a sweet guy. He politics. He does his like his music business shit because he's got to. I've been on this podcast. This sounds so disrespectful to Dre. If this is your first inclination of my relation to Dr. Dre, don't trust this whatsoever.
You're fucking idol.
Dr. Dre is like, like in the top like two or three people if I could meet, I would. Like I worship the ground the guy walks on. But Snoop Dogg is beating him comfortably. I don't think it's a squash match, but I'm taking Snoop over Dre.
See, I'm going Dre. It's like 6'4" and like 150 pounds. Against like 5'11" and like 200 solid. That's where I'm seeing it. And I think Dre's got the power behind him.
Dre now, built Dre is definitely a tougher match. I think like doggy style Snoop versus like World Class Wrecking Crew Dre is a hilarious fight. That's like Flavor versus Easy.
Yeah, see, okay, well, I'm surprised, but you're going Snoop, I'm going Dre. All right.
Yeah.
We got the GOAT. Yeah, in a fist fight. We got the GOAT, Jay-Z, going up against Nas.
I take Nas here.
Really, eh?
I take Nas, yeah. Nas is just, he's got more street knowledge. He's been on the streets more, like, you know.
That's fair. That's fair.
Jay-Z. See, well, like, if Nas from, like, 1993, 1994, Live at the Barbecue up till now, versus Jay-Z and Jazzo from like 93, 94 up till now. Jay-Z got like, he's suited up. He's wearing like thousand thread clothing. And
he's like he's a security guy. Like he's got like the big fuckers behind him.
Jay-Z,
he doesn't need a strap.
He's wearing the Azul watch that costs like $1 million flat. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, he's got, you know, a meeting in 20 minutes. He doesn't need to worry about that. Nas is just beating the fucking, like, Nas has just stayed a straight dude. Jay-Z went from, like, literally selling crack to being, like, a multi-billionaire. So.
Oh, okay, see, yeah, I was thinking, like hustler, like on the street, like, Jay.
Jay, like, yeah, that one.
Used to move
weight by the OZ or some shit like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fucking PSA, like angry. Oh man, see that one I never filled that one out. I was going Jay originally, but like honestly, I think you might have turned me. I might go Nas there.
He's just he's had the like streets in his bloodline more just cause Dre or I keep saying Dre, stop. Cause Jay CEO'd up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you there. And I think there's not a huge, like, stature difference there.
Not much. Not enough to be, like, a noticeable, like, Jay, like, Dr. Wow. Now that I need to say Dre, I fucking can't. Like, Dre versus, like late Dre versus early Dre, where he went from, like, being, like, you know, he's built, like, a dude we went to high school with to being built, like, that one dude we went to high school with that made working.
Yeah. I know.
He doesn't listen to this, does he? If he does,
no. But we ain't gonna say nothing.
No.
Yeah. But yeah. No.
Shout out to that guy. But, he knows exactly who he is. Shout out to that guy.
But speaking of stature differences, we got the other legendary beef between Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur.
Biggie's running out of breath really early.
That's where I'm like. I was initially like, oh, Biggie's got that huge size advantage. But I'm thinking of it as like a Hoist Gracie, early UFC. Like, I think Tupac's like a real motherfucker. Like,
I've seen this as like a world star shit where like they just had like they keep like moving their hands and shit. Yeah. And like they're hesitant to like reach and shit.
Yeah.
I'm taking Tupac in one of those videos over Biggie like 10 times out of 10. Like,
yeah, I think Tupac's I only star. Think Biggie's got a few throws in him, you know? And I think Tupac's dipping, dodging, and then fucking catching him.
Yeah, Pac's got reach. He's got stamina. He's bald, so he's got endurance. He's got light clothing, you know. Biggie's wearing those fucking, what do you call them? Those big Gucci sweaters and shit. Yeah, he's
like
hot,
fucking like old man hat that like fucking. Oh man, yeah, I gotta go to fuck
for like honestly, 6 hours, so he's all like tired and shit. Yeah.
If you're looking at a still image, you gotta go Biggie. But like really thinking about it, I think Tupac's gonna take him.
Yeah, I think Pac. I prefer Big's music, but Pac is beating the bricks off Biggie, baby.
Yeah.
This one is a squash match to me. To me, it's a squash match.
Yeah, the last matchup of the 90s is Busta Rhymes against Redman. I just thought I looked at like two guys who have some like relatively imposing statures. They I feel like they both can fuck somebody up. Where do you end up going?
I think, dude, in every single match, except for the Fresh Prince versus MC Hammer. No, including that match. No. In Ice-T versus Ice Cube and the Fresh Prince versus MC Hammer, the one who's won has been the person whose music I prefer. And every match after that, I prefer the other person's music. Like, I prefer Slick Rick to LL. I prefer Easy to Flavor. Yeah. I prefer Dre to Snoop, Jada Pac, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the other person has won every time, and that keeps going here because I far prefer Redman to Busta. But Busta is like...
He's a fucking monster.
If you've seen Busta, it's dude. He's another one that's built like a fucking silverback.
He is a fucking mammoth of a human being.
Have you ever seen that video where he yells at a woman for calling him ignorant because he goes to take a shit instead of signing her autograph?
No, I have not.
He calls her an ignorant bitch. And they're all like, whoa, Busta, that's not necessary. And he's like, no, I'm trying to take a shit, and you're standing outside of my bus, you're harassing me, and I'm trying to go to the bathroom. And, like, just seeing how pissed off he gets there, it's like, dude, I would not want to cross that guy, man.
No, yeah. And I think, like, Redman can probably fuck a guy up. He probably fuck me up real good.
Yeah, but I think Redman is beating – I think everyone here except for, like – a couple dudes I'm losing to most of these people.
I wholly agree. You know, like we're bigger guys, but I think a lot of these guys fuck me up.
I feel like I could beat Rocky.
He's too pretty. He can't have it all.
He slips on. Oh no, I'm going to get to that in a bit. I could beat Rick. He's got one eye.
Just stand on the left of him or whatever.
Yeah. Grab him by his truck fit jewelry and fucking just like body slam him on the pavement. No, Busta's got that one, man.
Yeah, I agree. So back up to the top there. You got Snoop versus Nas. I got Dre versus Nas.
Yeah, I'm taking Nas here as well.
Okay, all right.
And these, like, this is like, you remember how we were like, LL and Cube are like neck and neck, like they're like almost fucking. I think Nas is the same here.
Yeah,
I think like Snoop Dogg is not getting beaten. I think he's gonna lose, but he's definitely not getting beat. You know?
Yeah, it's not a squash match. See, I gotta go Dre just because like the image I have of Dre is like. Like also, Dre was in NWA. I don't think he's a fucking slouch in any way. So like, I think he's got that mean dog shit in him. But and yeah, I just think of him as that jacked 40-year-old man. I gotta go Dre here.
I'm taking I think Nas is in a street fight. Nas is beating both Dre and Snoop Dogg.
All right.
Yeah. I think he's beating Dre. Not comfortably, but he's beating Dre, like, for sure. And he is, like, it's, like, a split decision on Snoop, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Snoop got the first two rounds, Nas will get the last three sort of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. So. I feel like Dre's going to, like, take Nas, and as he's pinning him, he's just going to whisper in his ear. He's like, Illmatic's overrated. And just, like, really rub it in.
I made the Chronic. Yeah.
2001's better.
I made NASA's coming specifically bad, like on purpose. I made that beat shit for you.
But yeah, so I got Dre, you got Nas moving on. All right. And then we both got Tupac versus Busta.
Yeah, how do you go here?
I think Tupac is not going down without a fight. Tupac is fucking staying in the ring. That's a guy that you knock down, he keeps getting back up, that kind of shit.
But he's definitely going down. Yeah. He's
Busta is a down. Is a fucking man built like an ape. Like, he's a fucking giant human. Like, he's, have you seen that guy's arms?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It looks like he's shopping at, like, fucking, like, Kids R Us for his shirts. Just, he's, like, fucking, his shoulders are up to there.
He's, like, fucking Humpty Dumpty in his goddamn shirt.
Dude, he's, like, he's an absolute fucking monster of a man. And I think it's just, like, Tupac's tenacity will take it, like, that extra mile. But, yeah, I think Busta's got to take him.
Yeah, that's a good fight. That's a really good fight. I'd like to see.
Like, that'd be a really good, like, cool one to see.
Busta can dunk regardless of the net height, dude. Like, he's just dunking anywhere. So, and I feel like, okay, please tell me. That's a good match. Built Dre versus Busta just naturally.
Yeah.
Tell me we have the same winner here, man.
One sec. I need to look up something really quick. I want to see how big. Holy shit. Busta Rhymes is only 6'1".
Yeah.
I thought he was like a big, big fucking dude. One guy I was going to include on the 2010 side was Waka Flocka, but I felt like it was a cheat code because I was fucking 6'6" and like a monster. Yeah, I was like, that's too uneven. Yeah. But I think we're both going Busta here just for everything we just said.
Dude, did you ever see the video where the one, the white lady mistakes Waka Flocka for Richard Sherman? No. On the plane. I'm here with Richard Sherman.
Waka Flocka is also just like a genuinely nice guy. So
he doesn't say anything. He's just like, yep, it's me, Richard Sherman. Me.
Oh man, he seems like a sweetheart. Like, he's just like, yeah, man, whatever.
I like Waka Flocka, dude. I'm a big fan of it. And I bought, the Flockavelli physical came in not too long ago.
Oh shit. That's
a gem in my collection. I'm trying to do more trap shit, but I don't like a lot of trap shit. So, like, I'm doing like gems of yesteryear that are like low key heat, like fucking Fetty Wap, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That shit soon.
Yeah. But but back to this one. I got Dre versus Busta. You got Nas versus Busta. And I think we're both going Busta here.
You have to go Busta, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just for everything we said. The man's felt like a fucking monster. So we won't do this one yet. We'll save the final four. But we got both have LL versus Busta.
Yeah, we do. That's right. Yeah, I do.
All right. That would be a wild fucking match. All right, up into the modern era, we're hitting the 2000s, the bling era. There's some fucking matches in this one as well, but the first is 50 Cent in the Game.
Yeah,
these are two guys I would not want to step into a fucking ring with.
Yeah, this is a wild matchup. Game made it famous on WorldStar when he beat up a guy while recording the fight with the other hand. Like, he... who did he fucking fight? I can't remember the name of this guy, but Game beat the shit out of him with one hand while he recorded and narrated it. And he had beautiful. The phone in his other hand. That being said, 50 Cent has, like, actual boxing practice and shit like that.
He's also taken 9 shots.
He's taken 9 shots. He's not afraid of literally anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not afraid of anyone in the world.
Who did he sit there and troll? Like, didn't he buy out, like the front 5 rows of a concert and just sat in the middle?
No, he didn't. He bought out the entire fucking show.
He bought out the entire show?
It was Ja Rule. He bought it the whole show so no one could go see him.
Oh, fuck. I should have made that the match.
I thought of that, dude. I thought of that at work the other day and laughed really fucking.
That is the most petty fucking thing you could ever do.
Unquestionably the most petty. I think that's, yeah, unquestionably the most petty thing.
I want to know how many songs Ja Rule did.
Yeah, like,
did he come out and do the full set?
Did he do a set, or was he just like, I'm just gonna chill in my fucking changing room and shit?
That's the fucking greatest shit. Yeah. But, yeah, no, here, I think these two would scrap.
Yeah, I think neither of them are stopping until they're dead.
Yeah. You know?
Like, they're not, if they're knocked the fuck out and they're, like, foaming at the mouth and their eyes are rolling back, then they'll lose. Until yeah. that, no, it's on. Yeah. So, I got 50 winning, though.
I got 50. He's, like, beat the game or die trying, you know what I mean?
Literally.
Like, yeah, I think it's, yeah, I got to go 50 there, and it's just a simple fact. The man took 9 shots.
I think Game is beating 85-90% of every, like, the rest of this bracket.
Like, yeah, think, those two are, like, tough motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude. I got Game beating majority of the rest of the people, so yeah. That's a good fucking match. That's a really good match. Yeah.
Yeah. On the other end, less exciting of a match, I believe, is Lil Wayne versus Eminem.
Sucks. This one fucking sucks.
But that would be like, it's like watching flyweight UFC fighters. Like, they're going to be wily, you know? Like, they're going to be, like, jumping off the cage and shit.
I don't. I think one dude is smacking the fuck out of the other. I think Weezy's beating the fuck out of M.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say Wayne was going to beat M was going to beat the fuck out of Wayne. And I was like, no, he isn't.
No, we Wayne saw...
would beat the fuck out of Eminem.
We saw 8 Mile where Eminem just got ran up. Yeah. In the trailer park where they just took turns beating fuck out of him in front of his niece and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he did, like, punch. He got in some good punches on the dude for fucking his girlfriend. But, like, Weezy is, like, Jeff Hardy, just, like, yeah. flying
Weezy's
around.
Weezy's, like, 5'4", but, like, I know that guy can fly around.
Yeah, he's really, like, the high, like, he's using weapons. He's high-flying. You know, he's using his elbows if he can. He's yeah. using his knees if he can.
I'm seeing him like a smaller, more agile Snoop.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just like he'll do anything.
Although if Slim gets his hands on Weezy's hair, it's going to be tough yeah. for Wayne. Yeah. There's some shit Eminem's got. Eminem doesn't have much hair. So he's yeah. got the agility. Eminem has a great sneaker collection. So. Yeah.
Just thinking of it. Out of all these people, I think Wayne would have the best intro in a WWE match because you'd hear the lighter flick.
And oh, my God. How yeah. fucking
hard would that be?
That's insane.
I would lose my mind. That'd be the coolest shit.
Or we're going to get to Doom in a bit. And Doom would have some, like, fucking superhero movie sample.
Mm.
How he does in his fucking yeah. music.
I'm trying to think, like, who, like, Scarface would have, like... Or, like, all the Wu-Tang would have, like, crazy, like, samples in their intros.
Yeah.
It's, like, Shaolin shadow boxing, and they're like, holy fuck. And then, like, the whole Wu-Tang rolls out.
Skilla. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that'd be wild. I almost threw ODB in the 90s just for me, because that guy would go fucking insane.
ODB, but, yeah.
So we both...
Hammer would have a good ass.
Oh yeah,
they can't touch this.
Yeah, that is a right. That's like Eye of the Tiger level.
Yeah, that's just too easy, you know.
But so we both got Wayne. Next one, this is what probably this might be my favorite match of the whole thing is Ludacris versus Nelly.
Yeah,
and it's just because the image in my mind of the longest yard Nelly. Where he's like the running back and he's crazy as shit. He's got the band-aid and shit.
Yeah, dude.
And then Ludacris with the giant hands for move, bitch.
Yeah. I'm taking Luda here, but like by like a very slight margin, because Luda has the throw them bows, like the elbows shit.
Yeah.
So he's like, I mean, that's not what he meant by it. He meant to do like a two-step dance in the club. Mm-hmm. But like Luda's
that's like his big move. Like that's what he's known for. He's like throwing
yeah.
it.
That's like really like a Mortal Kombat, like just like super cartoonish. Like Nelly's in his football gear, he's got like the helmet on, and like he's eight, like both of them are 8-bit as fuck.
Yeah, it's like Capcom shit. Like,
yeah, Luda's just got like Hulk hands, you know, yeah. Fuck. And like the big fro and shit.
Yeah, I feel like this is like Nelly's gonna be super acrobatic and fucking like doing wild shit, like flying knees. But Luda's just like, I feel like he's ludicrous. Like he's just like he's
gonna block everything with a punch, you know?
Yeah. I gotta go Luda there as well. And then this one I think would be one of the funniest legitimate fist fights to watch ever. I think it would be absolutely ridiculous to fucking watch. The last matchup of the 2000s is Kanye West and MF Doom.
Did you see the video of Kanye spazzing on Chance the Rapper? It was like a couple weeks ago. I can't remember. I think it was like just around when Jesus is King came out or something like that. And like Chance goes up and he like hugs Kanye from behind and he's like talking into his ear and Kanye just stands up and starts just screaming on him in public like a mom just berating her fucking kids. And Chance just stands there and takes it.
Oh my fucking god. Poor Chance.
Poor Chance, dude. I'm taking
it. I think MF Doom is knocking the shutter shades off of Kanye West's face.
I think Kanye is driving 30 hours to beat the fuck out of MF Doom. And he's going to swing and just hit the metal mask and break his hand. And then Doom is just going to light Kanye up. Yeah. Like, Doom is beating the dog shit out of Kanye.
Yeah, just like yeah. I think Doom is the villain. Like that's who he is. Like that's his whole thing. Yeah. He's the most WWE personality of all these guys.
And Kanye is a pastor, so like he'll just be like, yeah. "I forgive you" afterwards. Just,
like repent and shit. Like,
yeah. Say 10 Hail Marys, Doom.
Doom is, yeah, I just think the villain fucking Victor Von Doom is just, like, yeah, he's lighting Kanye the fuck up, but I think it would be hilarious to watch. Because yeah, Doom also isn't a super athletically built guy.
No.
He's not in the best shape. No. And, but not. I'm also thinking of, like, kind of fat Kanye. Like, you know, like Kanye, like...
2017-18 Kanye? Yeah.
Dude, he comes out in that, like, full, like, silver paint. He looks like fucking CeeLo Green.
Yeah, silver Kanye versus metal face.
Doom just comes out with the mask and a Knicks jersey and beats the living piss out of him.
I'm the Tin Man. Okay. Headshots like. In a video game, you know, they have, like, stats, and then is your special abilities? Doom is impervious to headshots because of the fucking mask. Like, he's wearing a metal mask. That's the end of story. You know? So, yeah. I'm taking Doom. I'm taking
him. I just thought of it, too. If they came out like that, they're straight up just two fucking Fantastic Four villains. It's the Silver Surfer versus Dr. Doom.
Yeah, it is.
He goes up painted silver. I didn't even think of that.
Oh my god! Someone's got to be Galactus. It'll be Shug walking around the ring.
Whoever wins has to fucking appease Galactus. Like
Shug Knight, dude.
So back at the top of the 2000s, we got this is the sad.
It's not fair. It's not
50
fair.
50 Cent and Lil Wayne. Yeah.
It's a rough day for Lil Wayne.
Poor Wayne.
That's,
like you were saying, like Kane versus Rey Mysterio. Just like.
Yeah, dude. You can't lock Wayne in a cage like that.
Yeah. It would be like the scene in the first like Spider-Man movie where it's Randy Savage beating trying to beat the fuck out of
Toby.
Yeah.
I think of it like the last scene in Spider-Man 3. Where Spider-Man is just held down on that beam and just Sandman is just fucking pounding him.
Filling the fuck out of him.
Yeah, man. It's just like,
Just Wheezy's giggling. Like, he's trying to light a smoke.
He's leaned the fuck out. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, yeah, 50 Cent is just like filling him the fuck in.
Yeah.
Where do you go with Ludacris versus Doom, though?
I'm going Luda. Luda's been known to fight. Luda's been known to fight. He's one of those, like, when you talk about rappers who can fight, Luda is actually pretty high on that list.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so, I see Luda as like a LL kind of guy. Like, you know, you wouldn't want to be.
Just, you don't want to fuck with Luda, man. Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, and also if he's got those fucking Hulk hands.
Hulk hands is overcoming the metal mask. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That metal mask
and then knocked off. My God, are we gonna have the same final four? We got 50 Cent going up against Luda.
I because it's a fist fight, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not like I prefer this album. It's like, no, like 50's beating the fuck out of Lil Wayne. Like, we know that, dude.
Yeah.
I went with 50 Cent above Ludacris.
I think you kind of have to.
You went with Luda over Doom as well, eh?
Yeah, I went with Luda over Doom. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and 50 with Luda, this is like whenever you put like PSA and Dead Presidents with 50 against the game. It's whoever wins that one's winning this side, you know?
Yes. Like
those two are just kind of a step above the others. 50 Cent, it's again, you got to go back to, the man's resilient. The man can take a punch if he can take a couple bullets.
He doesn't stay down. He's like 50's jacked as fuck to look at the covers. Like, you know, I don't know if he still is. He's always wearing a suit, but
he's a shiny, muscly man.
Yeah, he is.
And like, hey man, love you, Ludacris. We've said it many times before. You're one of the most underrated guys in the hip hop game. But I think 50's gonna fill you the fuck in.
Yeah, you're losing a fight to 50 Cent, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, so 50 is the third to make it into the final four.
Yeah. Oh, this is funny as shit. I like this. Like, I feel like we get the most, like, laugh out of this one.
Yeah. This is a good little bragger. We're into the 2010s. The recent guys. The first one, we got the battle for, like, the actual throne. This is a fist fight to decide who is like the greatest rapper of the past decade. It's Kendrick Lamar going up against Drake.
Yeah. In a fist fight though, this time.
In a fist fight though. See, usually like for me, I'm like, Kendrick's the best rapper of the 2010s. If it comes down to a fist fight, Kendrick's about 5'6". Drake's a pretty dope.
Drake is like, he's not like jacked, like he's fucking like stupid built, but he's pretty fucking built, like, dude. Drake's got some muscle on him, man.
Yeah, and like, I think Kendrick's got the more of the mentality. Like, Drake's
street
a,
shit.
Yeah, Drake's a fucking like kid from Toronto. He was on Degrassi. Like, he's not, but like sometimes he got away in that stature.
But like, Drake, have you seen those boxing training vids, dude?
Yeah.
He's just like the fucking trainers just punching the mats like at him to make him sound harder. Yeah. So Drake can kind of hit according to the sound in those videos.
And like, Kendrick's kind of that like pacifist kind of vibe, you know?
And didn't Drake fucking fist fight Diddy or some shit? I think there's like a video of Drake getting thrown out of a nightclub that belongs to Diddy, and he like storms back in. I believe Drake fought Diddy, and he fought Breezy too. He fought Chris Brown. Drake's been in some fights, dude.
Yeah, I really want to go Kendrick. I really want to go Kendrick.
Yeah.
This is like Eazy-E trying to fight LL, you know? Like, it's like, yeah. I think that mentality is there, but it's Drake's gonna probably feed you a little bit.
Yeah, in a draw, Kendrick is winning here, but in a fight, Drake's got it.
Yeah.
I love the this is like this, this might be my favorite
match. The heavyweight matchup. Action Bronson going against Rick Ross, Ricky Rose.
I
fuck, that's delicious guy.
I fucking love this matchup, dude.
This would be a fucking phenomenal fist fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking Action Bronson over.
You go Action. Is it because of his sick mop handle skills and Baby Blue music video?
Mop handle skills. It's, I don't, he just seems like he's so much more like comfortable with the streets. Like he fucking, I feel like they like grinded him into this like obnoxious, I don't care, I can fight anyone sort of twat. Mm-hmm. And I mean, every single show he does like the electric chair to someone and like fucking almost breaks their ribs and shit. Like, you know that?
No.
Yeah, dude, people like at Bronson shows, people try to get on stage so he'll do wrestling moves to them, because he'll do like suplexes and like he'll just straight up toss people off stage and shit like that. Like, yeah. Bronson's a mammoth, dude. Like, he's yeah. a meme, but he's a mammoth, dude.
Yeah, like, dude, yeah, Action's a big, I go Action here too. Like, Rick Ross, I think, like, whenever I first think of him, I'm like, oh, Rick Ross can fucking throw. But Rick Ross is, like, a business guy. You know, like, he's not, like, you know?
I'm he's sure a what?
Rick Ross could kick the fuck out of me. But, like, I feel like he's, like, a personality-wise, like, he's more of, like a suit rather than, like, a, like, like, you know what I mean?
It's that Jay-Z where, shit again, where it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's like, a CEO. Where Action just fucking throw him around.
Yeah, he's got to go to Wingstop for Lemon Pepper in like 20 minutes and do like a bunch of promo shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got Bel Air Rosé. He's got to worry about like his quarter. Yeah. You know, he can't be thinking about Bronson's just finished up like a clean bucket of chicken. He's had some push ups.
You know, his morning shot of olive oil.
Morning shot of olive oil. His fucking beard is coiffed and trimmed. Yeah.
And he's like, have you seen those videos of Action Bronson working out? Like,
no, dude.
Like on his Instagram and shit, like he works out. The guy fucking moves. Like he's not like an unathletic guy.
No, he's actually like he's built now. He's
yeah.
He's getting, I mean, both of them are. Like Rick Ross yeah. is the same. But yeah, Bronson is getting healthy, and I appreciate that for him.
Yeah,
good no, for
yeah,
him.
I think, I go Action there as well. The battle of the best friends.
I feel like most people would choose. So it's Tyler the Creator versus ASAP Rocky in a fist fight.
Yeah,
I feel like most people would think just like off top because of Tyler and his soft music to choose Rocky. I'm choosing Tyler. I think Tyler could beat Rocky, dude.
I think so. I feel like they're both like relatively similar upbringings, you know, not the easiest fucking life and shit, but ASAP Rocky's so pretty that I feel like he's lost a lot of that edge, you know?
Yeah, I mean? I feel like he's in his Dior shit. I remember, like, when he went to prison and he was talking about slipping on cum in the showers when he was fighting and shit.
Yeah.
You're going to slip on some cum in the showers. Tyler, the Creator, he's, like, he spent the first, like, fucking two-thirds of his career yelling and getting himself banned from countries because he's so fucking angry.
There's a lot of hate in there.
There's a lot of anger in Tyler, and I think that's going to edge out that's going to edge out ASAP Rocky, dude.
Yeah, like, I feel you there. I think, yeah, that one, it would also be, like, a closer match. But Tyler's also, he's wily. You know what I mean? Like, he's a wild, like, fucking, Tyler. He'd be doing crazy shit. He's, like, an anything-to-win kind of guy.
And he's in, like, shoes that he's designed, so he knows how to use them shits.
Yeah,
Rocky will be in like a Goyard bandana and Tyler will just catch it and like just choke him out with it, you know? Yeah, so like,
yeah, he's taking him out.
Yeah, I got Tyler fucking.
I got Tyler there as well.
Yeah, man, this is awesome. Then, this is fucking awesome,
dude. The final first round match of this whole thing. We got J. Cole, arguably one of the best rappers of the 2010s, and our first and only tag team duo of Race Rammer.
Both members of Race Rammer, dude.
The way I see them is, have you seen the movie Nacho Libre?
Yeah.
There's the two little people with the masks. lose their absolute fucking mind with a bottle of Henny and a doobie. Like, I'm just going crazy.
Yeah. I did not think of that. That's amazing.
And like, I think J. Cole can hold his own.
They both like, fucking flip over the rope at the same time and shit. Yeah.
Like, everything's perfectly coordinated.
Yeah, dude. These are like, these are the Hardy Boys versus like fucking, I don't know, Randy Orton to me.
That was what I was gonna say too. Just like, yeah, you know, like a really solid guy, but like not a, no offense to Randy Orton, not like a super exciting kind of guy.
Yeah, he's like, he's, he, you appreciate him for what he does, and that's really it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, cool. You know, he's trying, but I think those two crazy motherfuckers are just gonna do some absolutely absurd shit. It's like having two Lil Waynes.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's
crazy on them.
It's like a Matryoshka doll Lil Wayne, dude. Like the just the smaller versions, dude. Yeah, yeah. I'm taking Race Rimmered over J. Cole. Imagine ever saying that in a serious discussion.
Oh man. Alright, so back to the top. We got the jacked Toronto boy Drake going up against the big, the heavyweight Action Bronson.
Street boy, man. Street boy Bronson's beating Drake to me.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the mentality. He's got the size advantage. You know, yeah. I'm sure he ain't going to be the fastest moving because he's stoned as fuck and he's full of some olive oil and some like fucking pastrami sandwich or some shit.
He's full of some fucking delicious, magnificent olive oil from the gardens of fucking.
He just aliens. Finished watching Ancient Aliens and he strolled out from backstage.
Yeah, big body Bess is standing right there just heckling him.
Yeah. Barely, like, barely can understand what the guy's saying, but you know it's offensive.
Yeah, body, and he laughs at his own shit. Yeah. He's like, okay, man.
This giant bald man.
Yeah. Is high as fuck, too, though. Like, Drake is high as fuck as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a big, I mean, he actually doesn't get credit because he's as fashionable as he is, but he's just a, he's a weed rapper as well. He talks about smoking weed a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of them fucking do. Yeah. But yeah, dude, Action's like, throwing him out of the fucking like ring, like just like spinning him over his head and fucking chucking him.
Yeah, dude, it's like Big Show versus who is Drake? It's like Big Show versus like one of the mid Carters, like Carlito.
I was thinking like a Ric Flair, like just like he comes in and he's dripping. He branded himself like a motherfucker, like all old.
I got Rocky as fucking Flair, dude. Mm-hmm. I got Rocky as Flair, yeah. Killer. Facts.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, I see that. But yeah, so Action moves on to that one. And then okay.
We have
going up against Ray Storm at the tag team.
Yeah, who do you take? Who are you taking here?
I think Tyler's going to give him a good fight. But I think that tag team duo, I think they're going to be perfectly in sync.
I think we have the same fucking, like, I feel like we have the same 2010s play, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have fucking Drake over Dot, Bronson over Ross, Tyler over Rocky, and Ray over J. Cole. And then I have Race Remmered and Bronson both moving on, too.
Yeah, that's I think it would be a match, and I think like Tyler he's got really long arms, like he could put his hands on both their heads and they're gonna be like kind of not be able to swing for a minute. But I think that tag team duo is just it's a bit too powerful, and they're not gonna play like clean. You know, they're both gonna be in the ring at the same time. They're gonna cheat.
Yeah, gonna I feel like they'll make it rain on Tyler and blind him. And then he'll just, like, lose his shit, and they'll hit him with, like, a 619 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Whisper in the Wind, fucking, like, Sway Lee will launch Slim Jimmy into Tyler.
Yeah, like...
knock that blonde wig off.
Now, okay, does a big man take out the tag team, though?
To me, yes. Yeah, Bronson's beating Race Rammer, dude.
Bronson is picking both of them up by the neck.
Yeah,
like a fucking monster, just like choke slamming both of them at the same time.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
He's too big. They're like running and trying to jump off ropes and they're bouncing off him and shit, you know? Like, he's an immovable object.
Great Khali versus Hornswoggle and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it's just they're like flying off of him and he's just like unfazed.
Yeah, it doesn't work, man.
He can put his hand to pin him. He just put both of his hands onto their chest, just like one on his chest, and they're just fucking stuck.
They're just knocked out. Yeah,
that's so sad. I think this is the first ever bracket we have the same final four.
The same final four, and like that might be the first bracket we've never disagreed on any part of that section.
We completely clean ran that.
That whole shit, we agreed 100% on that whole thing. That's fucking awesome.
It's the first time we're not talking about music opinions as well.
literally, dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Okay, hold up. So, yeah, you've got LL, Busta, 50, and Bronson, right?
I think that is a monster, monster Final Four.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Okay.
Let's start it in the pre-90s and the 90s. So we got LL up against Busta. This is a fight. A fight.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to be honest with you, man. Before, I had it differently because I thought it was the top versus the bottom. LL versus 50. And then when I realized we were doing left versus right, I actually changed my shit.
Okay.
So... to me,
LL and Busta, Mama said knock you out versus the giant fucking man
versus a fucking grizzly. It's like a silverback versus a grizzly bear. Yeah. I chose LL Cool J.
You think LL?
I'm choosing.
What is LL. It? Is it? Is it? I feel like it's like mobility and shit like that could take him past it.
It's just everything I've heard about men who can fight in hip hop. Everyone talks about how Bumpy Knuckles and LL Cool J are the two to, like, not, like, if you could fight the game, you got to if it means avoiding a fight with LL. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
For that, I'm going LL, man.
I went with Busta, and I just went on the pure strength. Like, if you take a look at fucking Busta's arms, I'm like, that man's going to fucking one-shot a lot of people.
Yeah, Busta, I'm not mad at that.
Like, that one, but I think it's going the distance. Like, that shit's, like, if it was, like, a UFC fight, like, that is a fucking bloody fucking brawl.
Oh, that's a Titan matchup, dude. That's, like, that's going for, like, 45 minutes. They're fighting outside the ring up by the ramp and shit.
Yeah, they're going like,
into the crowd, bro. Like,
dude, they're just beating both of them, like, eyes swelled up. Just like fucked up, and like, you know, and if it's like that no rule shit, I think Busta's throwing him in a fucking rear naked choke, and just like the sheer size of his fucking bicep is just popping his head.
Yeah, I think Busta is putting LL in a chokehold, and Busta's doing one of those like momentum things where he literally lifts Busta and then slams back on his back again.
Yeah,
but one of them is doing that to the other.
Yeah, And yeah, you know, like that one could really go either way. It's just who's having a better fucking day.
Literally, you know? It's like one of them could place their hand a little bit too far to the right and it's over for them, you know.
Yeah. I also think it's like where they're at in their careers now, it's like fucking Busta's still, like you were saying, like screaming at that lady, like he's still an intense fucking guy. LL Cool J is hosting fucking
the lip sync battle. I thought like, I was gonna do fuck. I knew it was gonna come up at some point. I was like, fucking goddamn it.
Try and avoid it at all costs.
It couldn't have been like a fucking like Post Malone like beer bongs. Like it had to be fucking lip syncing, didn't it?
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
No, yeah. So okay, there we go. We finally changed. So you have LL moving on to the title fight.
LL's in the championship. Yeah.
I got Busta moving on to the championship. Then we have the same. We got 50 Cent going up against Action Bronson.
Okay. Here I chose 50 Cent.
You went 50?
Yeah.
You went You went for the pure tenacity, the never going down over the pure
monster.
Power.
That plus like his stat, like 50 Cent is built like a fucking tank.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. See, I also do go 50. I go 50 okay. there as well, and it's yeah. like I also think that one comes down to like demeanor. Like, Action doesn't give enough of a fuck to go a full like 5 rounds. You know what I mean? Like, no. He's just going to be like, dude, like, whatever, fuck it. Like, he's just, like, he's going to get tired. He's like, I'm going to go eat some fucking chicken parmesan.
And make some, like, shrimp rice with the fucking lemon seasoning and, like, you know, 16 herbs.
Like, he goes into every fight just thinking about what meal he's going to have after. Like, I'm that's all he's...
Some, fucking, what do you call those? It's like the mushrooms. It's like it's a fucking truffle? Fungus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I'm going to put some, like, delicious truffle on my fucking, like...
I just thought of, like, after every time Action wins a fight, like, he beats the shit out of Race Rumor and they're both just, like, incapacitated on the mat. He just lays a little sliver of truffle over each of their eyes. Rest in deliciousness.
Just sprinkle some basil on them and shit, dude.
like the salt base.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, night in his like Bronson like, fucking accent and shit like that.
But the way 50 just doesn't give up, he's gonna let Action like come at him with those fucking ham-sized fists, and he's just gonna bounce him off him.
Yeah, he's just gonna back up, and he's gonna let Bronson run out of breath, and it's gonna be a tough day for Bronson.
Yeah.
I got 50. Yeah. 50 winning so, that shit, man.
Your title fight is 50 versus LL. Mine is 50 versus Busta.
So when, dude, fight. So when I thought it was top versus bottom, I had that same title fight because I had Busta beating Bronson.
Right? Oh, okay, yeah.
So I had Busta Rhymes versus 50 Cent. Now okay, I have LL 50.
All right. Yeah, so who goes home with the baddest motherfucking rapper belt? Who gets the big blinged out, diamond encrusted, fucking iced out belt?
It's 50, man.
It's 50? 50's taken out? It's who you 50. Said is like the one guy that you stay away from? And
when people talk about fist fighting in hip hop, yeah, everyone talks about LL. But I don't think people have seen 50 like that. I don't think enough people have seen 50, you know?
Yeah, I think he's got that. He's like a. I feel like he's like a cool-headed, like he's a shit talker. I also feel like if this was like they had weigh-ins and fucking press conferences before, 50 would troll the fuck out of people and get in their fucking head.
50's ruining LL Cool J's life. Yeah, like he's making memes. He's losing. Yeah. He's losing LL like 2,000 followers a day.
He's like, playing it like a fucking like Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, like even like Jake Paul right now. Just like memeing on people.
Yeah. Just like harassing and just like, okay, so who do you have winning yours?
So I got 50 versus the absolute monster Busta, but I also go the same way. And both nice. Of us have 50
nice. Cents. We got the same champ, baby.
There Let's we go. Dude, I don't, like, I honestly don't think like many people can beat 50 Cent in a fist fight.
No, 50
Cent
dude.
Is a scary fucking man.
Yeah, 50 Cent is an absolute mammoth. He's a man. I think his three hardest fights in this whole bracket are LL, Game, and Busta. Like, I think that's like his three hardest fights.
Yeah, I think those are probably like the three. And I think Cube is another guy that's right up there. He's like a top five.
Cube, yeah, for sure.
Cube is one to be fucked with.
Cube and like Bronson, maybe.
Yeah,
probably Bronson.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I just think I always go back to the man took 9 fucking shots and he's still walking around. I don't want to fuck with a guy like that.
No, I got hit like he got like hit that. But he ain't fucking breathing.
Yeah, yep. like and Busta Rhymes break your neck, like he's out to kill. But
this is a monster. Yeah, dude. There's no slouch, dude, you know.
Yeah, but I think 50 Cent, he's a different animal in there. He's built like a fucking brick shit house. I feel like they're both similar stature, same with LL. Like, I feel like all of them are kind of the same stature, just Busta's a bit beefier. But, like,
yeah, man.
Yeah, I gotta go 50. I'm glad we actually both went the same way.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad that we have the same champ, dude. That's
Yeah.
awesome. Same champ, same top four, you know.
Yeah.
What a fucking bracket, man. What a
Yeah, there we
bracket.
go. Look at us. Yeah, no, man, that was a fun one. I'm glad we like got to talk, go on here and just like actually talk shit. And we didn't have to like fucking be like, oh, well, I think this album's better and I think this album's better. We just got to like fuck.
Yeah, just like the nuances and like fucking what the
Yeah.
beat, how it changes here and shit.
Yeah.
It's just
Like,
like,
this
I
is the
think
first time
ice
we haven't
cube.
talked about music.
Yeah, really, dude. Like, this is, yeah, it's just like Ice Cube looks like he could beat the fuck out of a guy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think Ice Cube is gonna beat the shit out of Will Smith. Like,
That's amazing. That's amazing, dude. Fresh Prince versus MC. I knew, like, when we were drafting, like, the list, I put Crisscross. Like,
yeah.
we had it 64 acts. This is only 32,
Yeah,
but
we
when
cut
we
it
had
down. We cut out
64,
the like, cut off the fat. You know what I mean?
we trimmed it down to like the ones who like could give us conversation and make sense. Like, we
Yeah.
had Kid and Play. I remember I had Kid and Play
Yeah.
in like the 80s and shit, and it was like Kid and Play versus like Flavor Flav, and like that's a total cartoon, and like, and I know Flavor Flav versus Eazy-E is a cartoon as well, but. You know, we have enough to not include that. So
Yeah,
we could
exactly.
really
No.
easily do another one because there's
I
that
know.
many.
Like, that's already what I'm thinking. I'm like, what other fucking matches could we make up?
Literally, dude, who else is like tough to fuck with? I remember
Gil Scott Heron fighting like fucking Grandmaster Flash.
KRS. Oh, that'd be tight. That'd be tight. Or fucking the Furious Five versus the Sugar Hill Gang, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking full on fucking
Fucking
brawl.
beastie, yeah, six man tag or three man versus three man, six man tag, Beastie Boys versus Migos.
Yeah, just like
Yeah.
absolute fucking chaos. Now,
Yeah.
the whole time we were talking about it too. Do you remember the old like Comedy Central show? It was like a celebrity death match, and it was like claymation fucking
Mike
celebrities.
Jones versus Paul Wall and shit.
Yeah. Like
Yep.
the whole time that was the one where I'm like Ludacris versus Nelly straight up could have been on that show.
It should have been on that. Nelly,
Like.
both Nelly and Luda should have faced someone on that show, dude. Yeah, I remember that. And then there was like Lil Bush, and it was like George Bush. It was like a cartoon about George Bush at the time. And they were both like, they ran for like four episodes and they got canceled in like the same span. So I remember that shit.
Now, so now do we go through and rank all of their discographies? No,
That's
kidding.
right. Yeah, I was thinking that earlier. I was like, dude, can I give like a fun fact about each of them and shit? It's like, fuck. What's a fun fact for the top four? LL Cool J gave you that he beat the fuck out of someone. Busta Rhymes yelled at
Screamed at a
someone for
lady.
yelling at him for taking a shit. Action Bronson. What's a good Action Bronson fact? Shit. He's like a totally open book. That's tough.
I know, yeah. I watched him yesterday. I was watching Anthony Bourdain, The Layover in New York, and they had Action Bronson on there talking about the sketchy parts of New York where you'll get shanked.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing, dude. I know. Oh, Jonah Hill on an episode of Fuck That's Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he goes to a restaurant and it pisses me off because Action acts like we're supposed to know that Jonah Hill was gonna be there and that it's not a big deal.
Like,
He's like,
why?
yeah, he's like, I went to this one restaurant, a good buddy of mine was there, and then it cuts to like the show and it's Jonah being like, isn't this fish amazing? It's like, dude, what? That's like my favorite actor. What the
Yeah.
fuck? So
Oh,
there's
man.
that. And then 50
50 Cent bought
Cent.
out a Ja Rule concert.
Yeah, that is, I was gonna go with he got shot nine times, but that's way better. That and he challenged Floyd. During the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, he
Yeah.
challenged Floyd Mayweather to read a full page out of a Harry Potter book. Have you seen that video?
He's the rudest motherfucker.
He throws the ice. He's like, fuck the ice bucket. I'll donate 50,000 to any charity you choose. Fuck the ice bucket. And, oh shit, what is it? And then he came back like 2 days later and was like, I see Floyd hasn't responded to my challenge, so we'll change the book from Harry Potter to Cat in the Hat. Someone made a meme of Floyd, like mid-match. It's like him, like focused. So his like his head's all sweaty, and he looks like he's just like super troubled because he's fucking fighting. And someone edited the fucking Cat in the Hat book in front of him, so it's him struggling to read it.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh my fucking
god. That man is so rich that he buys, like, he has 365 pairs of underwear per year.
Wait,
he
what?
Wears a pair of, Floyd Mayweather is so rich that he never wears the same pair of underwear twice.
That makes sense.
He throws them out after.
Who's a Birdman does that with shoes?
Like, that's fucking insane. Like, that man can't read and he is that rich.
Yeah.
University degrees are useless. Learn how to fucking fist fight.
Well, dude, fucking, what was I thinking of the other day? The Migos. How are the Migos rich as fuck? Because, like, they have, like, 10 IQ between the three of them. Yeah. Oh, man, did you see fucking, I find this hilarious because it's such a bullshit relationship. But Quavo and Sweetie broke up.
Yeah, I saw that. He fucking fucking
man. He's a fucking Migo. You know, you ever hear about, like, how guys are like, you can't make a hoe a housewife? Like, Dr. Dre, he has this song literally called Housewife where that's the hook.
Yeah.
The same goes for the other way around, dude. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't turn a Migo into a faithful fucking, like, it's a Migo.
It's a Migo,
You know, fucking Offset did the same thing to Cardi B. Why are we surprised?
Yeah. I know.
So. And she was like, all the gifts can't make up for what goes on behind closed doors. All the other women. I'm like, you had to know, like, you're not stupid. You're not stupid. You had to know this was going to happen. Not to victim blame, because that's not what I'm fucking aiming
for.
No,
yeah.
You had to know that, like, he was going to be a fucking dick to you, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm out of turn. But
yeah. No, I get you.
You feel me?
But yeah, no. So that pretty much wraps up this one, eh?
It's a short episode. That's probably, I think that might be our shortest, other than the year end one that was like an hour.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Do you want to do the fucking rock and roll bracket now? You're kind of like, I'm joking, but like, I hope he's joking, sort of thing.
No, like, hey, like, I'll rip. I can do whatever, man.
Nah, we'll cut that. So we'll do that shit in a couple days. I'm just fucking.
I got you. But yeah, right. No, thank you guys. I hope this one was as entertaining as to listen to as it was to fucking record. Because that
to
one
record,
was,
man. Yeah,
that was a good time. We're gonna be posting this bracket on the Instagram like we did with a few of the other brackets, like greatest all time hip hop album, greatest of the 2010s hip hop album. Gonna be doing that, doing a fan voted one, if you do hear this, let us know what you think. Where we fucked up is 50 Cent gonna get the shit kicked out of him by Lil Wayne?
Could you imagine? Oh, imagine Eminem beating the piss out of 50.
Yeah.
What if Eminem was like, you know how like you're like that, yo, you know that dude, that scrawny dude from such and such? And you're like, yeah, what about him? And you're like, oh, he's a fucking like third year black belt. Like, he's, like, one of the most dangerous, like, he's, like, his, you know when people are, like, their hands are, like, legally weapons? They have to declare legal weapons. What if Eminem was that, like, dude, like, where you're, like, it's, you know, lose yourself in the music, don't lose your chance and shit. But he's, like, he will, like, debilitate you within moments, you know?
Yeah, he can fucking murder you. He's like, Bruce Lee.
He's turning the game into an action Bronson cook.
Yeah.
Like, he's just chefing people.
Yeah.
Let us know.
None of these guys except 50 Cent ever hear this.
I was like, yo, beat the fuck out of you.
Just all of them are like, you're fucking so pissed. If you ever hear this, respect you, and I think you can kick the shit out of me and most of the population.
Everyone here except for Slick Rick. Please yeah. don't. You know what, Slick Rick? I love Slick Rick. That sounds like I hate on Slick Rick. I fucking love Slick Rick, but I'm beating you in a fight, bro. You have one eye. I'm sorry. I love you, man. You made one of my favorite.
The two rappers I could take in a fight is Slick Rick and Fetty Wap.
Slick Rick, yeah. Divide and conquer, race rammer. Give me Slim Jimmy, dude. Get over here, make it rain, ass fucking.
Oh man, but no, thanks, yeah. Thank you guys. Follow up the Instagram, follow up the Spotify, all that shit. Thank you guys.
Cheers, guys.